Radio fam, thank you so much for joining me for this like random episode this week. And what I mean by that is I don't actually have a guest this time, but we're still going to call it season 6, episode 7. Simply because I just have a lot going on between boot camp, changing studios. Like there's a lot of stuff going on in the background. So I just, you know, needed to take a break this week. And I thought about just putting up a tweet and saying like, hey, this isn't happening this week. But no, I thought I wanted to actually check in because I've been so consistent about putting these out. I promise I won't take too long of your time. Just a couple things to note. First of all, thank you for those of you, that have been here from the beginning and that have listened, you know, through learning how to do content or, you know, to edit, I guess, the content and for the audio and quality to slowly improve. As I said, I'm working on a new studio in the background. So in a few months, we should have really nice quality, much better videos all across the board. So also let that be a reminder to you that we've talked about multiple times that if you are starting something creative, some kind of venture like that, that it is okay that it does not have to be perfect right off the bat. Like it's going to be a work in progress. You're always going to change things. And, that's the way you learn. My God, YouTube has been so great. I've learned so much. And it's cool when you can like look back and be like, wow. Also, you know, another thing too is like, you don't want to like, let's say you're interested in doing video, YouTube or something like that. So a lot of people will go spend all this money to get their studio looking right and whatnot. And then like they kind of find that their passion really isn't in that. Like it looked fun, but it's not as fun as they thought. So now they spent all this stuff and they're like, you know, this really wasn't for me. So start smaller and just slowly increase your stuff. That way, you know, you can really find what your groove is, I guess, and what you want to spend money on, because I know it's not like, you know, this is radio, right? So we are balling on a budget for sure. Also, the people that are newer here, you guys can use this for this week. If you have not heard all the episodes, you could use it as a chance to catch up on something that you haven't, or those of you that have been with me for a long time can do that as well. Also, back to me taking a break this week, I encourage you to do the same as well. I think as creators and we're all just so workaholics and whatnot. And I see a lot of people in radio who like forget to take their time off or whatnot. So let this be a reminder that if you have PTO right now, go take it. Go send that request to your manager, or if you are the manager, go put that on your calendar and say, I'm taking this time off because you earned that PTO. Remember, you don't have to tell them why you're taking that PTO. Just go take it. See, you're not listening to my podcast this week, so just go take the PTO, right? I don't want to get super annoying over morning show boot camp, but it is coming in like a little over a month, and I can't believe it's here. Oh my gosh. But I just have to note that if you have not booked your hotel yet, that the Swiss Hotel has been sold out for Wednesday night. A lot of people like to get in Wednesday because the panels start early on Thursday morning. There's a property across the street called the Fairmont, and it's not, it's like a 4-minute walk apparently under their tunnel system. Last year was only the second time I'd ever been in Chicago, so I didn't know that this tunnel system existed. So I'm told that the hotels are connected that way, but I did not walk the tunnel system last year to be able to confirm that for you. But nonetheless, I'm super excited. There were still rooms on Thursday and Friday at the Swiss Hotel last I checked, but by the time you listen to this, I don't know if that's still going to be the case. But anyway, if you need help or anything, just any questions, you can just email at info@theradiofam.com. We'll be happy to help you with any of that. One other thing to note, is that we now offer free shipping at theradiofam.com. Some of you may not even know that we sell cool merchandise there, but we do. It used to be, you had to spend $35 or more. Now it's free shipping. Again, that's on orders within the United States. If you are a listener that is outside the United States, I'm working on something for you guys. We'll get there, but you know, it's a one step at a time thing. So I was able to actually at least accomplish this. So Yes. Free shipping at theradiofam.com. And yeah, like, I love the sayings on the shirts and, you know, when you guys tag me and stuff that you buy and I get to see it. It's just so, it's fun. I really enjoy the creative aspect of it and just making other little things like little buttons and I don't know, just seeing my creativity come to life and other people enjoy it too. And my particular favorite is like our vintage section. It's like the radio relic stuff. I'm really into like old promo gear and shit like that. So I love, so there's like old, there's a couple old radios, but a lot of things are maybe like old t-shirts or old just like random promo gear, maybe old stickers, or just radio shaped things. You know what I mean? Like maybe they're just like a Barbie accessory or like there's like salt and pepper shakers in there that are antique salt and pepper shakers that are shaped like radios. But that stuff is my favorite because I love finding it and enjoying it at my house for a while and then letting someone else enjoy it too. Like finding good homes for these cool radio things. I won't lie. A lot of them stay with me. Sometimes I pick them up with every intention to sell them and then I end up keeping them for myself. or sometimes it's nice to enjoy it for a little bit and then let somebody else enjoy it. But I feel like I have a little museum at home and I definitely want to showcase that more too eventually because I think it's just really cool stuff. But you know, so much going on. Anyway, you know, I don't want to sit here and blab for 20 minutes and have you listening to me talk about nothing. But I just wanted to check in, say hello, and thank you. I mean, I know I always say thank you, but I don't want to be annoying about it, you know, but you don't have to listen to me this week say, so I'm really excited to hear this guest this week, you know, because I just forget every week that I should maybe look at a thesaurus or something and expand my vocabulary. But anyway, thank you again. And as always, if you need anything, we're around. I'm around. Just shoot me an email at info@theradiofam.com. And cheers.
Shop Radio Fam apparel, home studio decor, radio gifts, and more at theradiofam.com.